targeting U.S. embassies in Tanzania and Kenya. Top investigator quits, saying DA bungled JonBenet Ramsey case. Japan's recovery plan met with yawns. Good Friday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. In East Africa, twin terrorist bombings 5 minutes apart have targeted American embassies in Nairobi, Kenya, and Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. In all, about 90 people were killed and nearly 1,500 injured. At least five Americans are among the dead in Nairobi. It's reported an Arabic-speaking suspect is in police custody in the Kenyan capital.
The building is not there, basically. There is no building.
In Nairobi, Al Nasir says the streets outside the embassy were full of the dead, dying, and injured.
People holding their faces, ears, nose, stomachs, you know, bodies here and there. You can't really describe it, but it was sickening.
At least 80 people were reported killed in Nairobi. The U.S. ambassador to Kenya, Prudence Bushnell, was slightly injured. In Dar es Salaam, witnesses say at least 9 were killed, including 3 local embassy employees. American hiker Jim Owens was in the embassy at the time.
The air was filled with smoke and dust, and it was very difficult to see. We could hear some people crying that were lying under a collapsed wall. Myself and a Marine and one of the women that works there at the embassy were able to lift the wall and pull her out. Her legs looked like they were very badly damaged and cut.
Local TV journalist Franco Tremontano says the carnage was overwhelming.
There are parts of human bodies lying around, and it's not a pleasant thing to look at.
CBS News national security correspondent David Martin reports from the Pentagon that the CIA had warned of such attacks.
The working assumption is that this is a coordinated terrorist attack. The bombs went off within 5 minutes of each other. The assumption also is that no local terrorist group would have been capable of carrying off an attack like this with a car bomb. And one of the leading suspects now, but it only because it is logical, is a Saudi expatriate named Osama bin Laden, who lives most of the time in Afghanistan and broadcasts from there, calling on his followers to mount attacks against Americans.
The U.S. is dispatching FBI and medical teams to the area. Secretary of State Albright is rushing back from a private visit to Italy. And CBS News White House correspondent Bill Plant reports President Clinton was briefed early.
National Security Advisor Sandy Berger awakened President Clinton at 5:30 Eastern Time with news of the dual bombings in Kenya and Tanzania. Security officials here say that they don't yet know much, but they presume this is the work of terrorists. Mr. Clinton is scheduled to sign 2 bills into law this morning, and he is likely to take the occasion to make a statement deploring the bombings.
As a precaution, the U.S. Embassy in Uganda has been evacuated. The Washington grand jury investigating President Clinton has the day off after hearing nearly 7 hours of Monica Lewinsky's tale of sex at the White House. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive has more.
What precisely did she say? There's no indication that independent counsel Kenneth Starr's office is revealing that to President Clinton's lawyers, but they have some long-standing friendships with Lewinsky's attorneys, so they might find out. Important to prepare Mr. Clinton for his testimony a week from Monday. Last night, a team of CBS News pollsters led by Kathleen Frankovic asked almost 800 Americans what they think.
By 2-1, Americans say that whatever happened, even if there was wrongdoing, it would have been better for the country never to have begun the investigation.
By more than 4-1, they do believe there was a sexual affair, and a slim majority in our poll said yes, Mr. Clinton encouraged perjury. Live in Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
A lead investigator has quit the Boulder, Colorado Police Department, charging the prosecutor has bungled the JonBenet Ramsey murder case. More from Newsman Lee Frank.
Calling the JonBenet investigation a continuing travesty, former Detective Steve Thomas says he feels betrayed. Referring to the district attorney's office as thoroughly compromised, the frustrated investigator says at times while trying to pursue leads, he was told to first ask permission of the Ramseys. Thomas, saying he just wants justice for a murdered child, claims crucial evidence has not even been collected in a case where he says politics seems to have trumped justice. Lee Frank, CBS News, Denver.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
You're listening to KNX 1070.
If you've explored the internet, you understand why it's called the web. It's easy to get stuck there. You can spend hours visiting websites. But if you don't have hours to spend, there is one website that could actually save you time. www.wellsfargo.com. Because there, you can start online banking right away. If you can point and click, you can check your balances, see if a check is cleared, transfer funds, pay bills, and get answers to your questions right from your computer. You can do all that anytime, day or night, 7 days a week. It's like having a Wells Fargo branch office right on your desk, which saves you time for more important things. Yes, the internet has plenty of sites to visit if you've got the time. If you don't, just visit www.wellsfargo.com and start banking online. Because at Wells Fargo, being fast isn't just a matter of speed. It's a matter of respect. Wells Fargo. Fast then, fast now. Member FDIC.
The economic recovery plan put forth by Japan's new leader has failed to impress the markets and may disappoint Washington. More from CBS News Tokyo correspondent Barry Peterson.
Sounding like a preacher out to convert the doubtful, Japan's new prime minister was selling his economic recovery plan. $40 billion in tax cuts, $70 billion for public works to create jobs, and a plan to fix Japan's banks burdened with up to $1 trillion in bad debt. First reaction, the Japanese stock market dipped but edged back. Now he must get his plan passed by Parliament, and he must convince world markets that he has the cure for this ailing economy, the world's second largest, whose ongoing troubles let loose the bad news bears on Wall Street. Barry Peterson, CBS News, Tokyo.
And on Wall Street this morning, the Dow Industrials are in positive territory, up 35 points. U.S. unemployment held steady in July at 4.5%, despite the GM strike, but the 66,000 new jobs were the fewest in 2.5 years. Federal regulators tell Congress today that school bus transportation is generally quite safe, but they also find a need to conduct the first comprehensive review of school bus safety since the 1970s. They'll examine the need for seat belts and padding. More than 23 million kids are transported each school day, and each year about 11 die in crashes. Twice as many are killed trying to get on or off the bus. There's new hope for sufferers of rheumatoid arthritis. More on the new medication from CBS News correspondent John Roberts.
Areva is the first new drug developed specifically for rheumatoid arthritis in at least 10 years. It works by targeting a protein responsible for the inflammation that causes joints and bones to slowly deteriorate. Dr. Michael Schiff, who tested the drug in clinical trials, says on average, patients got a 60 to 70% improvement in their arthritis.
Areva can not only make the patient feel better, like some previous medications, but hopefully slow the bone and cartilage or destructive, crippling changes of rheumatoid arthritis.
Rheumatoid arthritis primarily affects women between the ages of 18 and 40. And while Areva is not a cure, it may improve quality of life for many of the 2.5 million Americans suffering from this debilitating disease. John Roberts, CBS News, New York.
3 days of heavy rain in southern Wisconsin have brought heavy flooding to Milwaukee and its suburbs. The high water closed freeways and drove hundreds of people from their homes. A washed-out rail crossing stranded 350 Amtrak passengers on the tracks at Elm Grove, and it's feared two boys were swept away there. It's 8 past the hour.
You're tuned to KNX 1070.
One price, one place. The One Price sales event is being held this weekend at only one place. The Keys Dealerships on Van Nuys Boulevard, just north of the 101. One low price has been posted on each car, truck, van, and sport utility at Keys Toyota, Keys Mazda, Keys Isuzu, Keys Acura, and Keys Lexus. For the next 72 hours, you can buy without negotiating. No hassles, no haggling, no kidding. For one weekend, qualified buyers get 2.9% APR limited term financing with Tier 1 rated credit through Premier Finance on every new and used vehicle purchase. 2.9%. See the LA Times or Daily News for details. And if we can make a deal by Sunday with approved credit, and depending on your trade equity, Keys will pay off your trade, no matter how much you owe. Hurry to the Keys dealerships on Van Nuys Boulevard, just north of the 101. One weekend, one price, one place. Keys.
An archaeological find in southwest England suggests King Arthur may have lived there. Kimberly Dozier reports.
A-R-T-O-G-N-O-U. Artognu.
That's the name inscribed on a 6th-century stone slab found at Tintagel Castle in Cornwall, legendary birthplace of the mythical King Arthur. But is it the Arthur of the Round Table and Camelot? Geoffrey Wainwright is chief archaeologist at the site.
What we have here is someone, a high-status individual with a very similar name, living at the right time, in the right place.
So was this King Arthur or a Cornish chieftain or a Roman-British leader in the wars against the Saxons? The stone doesn't say. Kimberly Dozier, CBS News, London.
And that is the World News Roundup for this Friday, August 7th, 1998. The broadcast is produced by Steve Kathan. Engineering this week by Michael Brown and Andre Archambault. I'm Bill Lynch, CBS News.
KNX 1070, Los Angeles.
Together we are shining,
shining.
Together we're the best.
It's amazing how LA is growing.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Los Angeles.
There's a growing sense of pride in LA. And it comes not just from our economic turnaround and thousands of new jobs. The biggest change is how we feel about LA. In a recent survey, most of us say we're better off than a year ago. We think next year will be even better. And we're optimistic our children's future will be brighter still. It's amazing how LA is growing. When your business is ready to expand, call the new Los Angeles Marketing Partnership at 1-800-7-LA-FACT.
Good morning, I'm Cindy Dole.
I'm Tom Huell, KMX 1070 News Radio.
64 degrees now here in Hollywood and an overcast Friday, August the 7th.
Here are the headlines at 7-11.
A mystery unfolding in Chatsworth. The bodies of a man and a woman are found inside a house.
LA City Council member wants to take on what he calls a milk monopoly in the state.
These stories coming up along with sports from Fred Gallagher.
Angels will try to pick up some pitching help before tonight's game in Chicago. Dodgers are home to the Pirates after being swept out of Montreal. Details at 7:15.
This is Randy Riddle at the Pacific Exchange on Wall Street. So far, a replay of yesterday. Small caps and NASDAQ stocks sharply higher. The Dow is up 43 points. Business news on KNX at 7:20.
KNX News Time, 7:12.
Now, let's see what's happening on Friday morning freeways. Here's Jim Thornton.
We'll start off on the westbound side.
Jack Salvatore.